Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 17. Verse 24. Aditer Dishtitam Gharvam.
Aditer Dishtitam Gharvam.
Bhagavantam Sanatanam.
Bhagavantam Sanatanam.
Hiranyagarbha Vigyaya.
Hiranyagarbha Vigyaya.
Samide Guhya Namavi. Aditer, into the womb of Aditi. Dishtitam, being established. Garvam, pregnancy. Bhagavantam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanatanam, who is eternal. Hiranyagarbha, Lord Brahma. Vijnaya,
knowing
this. Samide, offer the prayers. Guhyanamibi, with transcendental names. So the word Hiranyagarbha. Means the person who took birth from the golden egg. Hiranya means gold, and Garbha means the womb or the egg of the universe, because each universe they appear like a golden egg. So this is the womb of Brahma. This is where he took birth, Hiranyagarbha. When Lord Brahma, translation and purport, when he is divine grace, Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names. Samide Guhya Namabhi. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead exists everywhere. Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. Therefore, when one chants its transcendental names, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically pleased by such sankirtan. It is not that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absent. He is present there. And when a devotee utters the transcendental name, it is not a material sound. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally pleased. A devotee knows that the Lord is present everywhere and that one can please Him simply by chanting His holy name. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yunabhutari Swayam Rupakara Mayam Dadati Svapadantika Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guradvishe Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakal Patarubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mukam Karoti Vachanam Pango Mugayate Girim Yatkripam Tamaham Shiguru Dinatharam. So this is about chanting the holy name. Mm-hmm. When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names. So Brahma is chanting the name of Krishna. Guhya Namabhi. This is the process of Kirtan, Haninam Sankirtan. Here introduced long time ago, already practiced by Lord Brahmaji. Because actually this process is the we know the Yuga Dharma or Kali Yuga, and in the other ages there was some other Yuga Dharma. Meditation for Sakya Yuga, fire sacrifices for Trita Yuga, deity worship for Dwapara Yuga, and Nam Sankirtan, chanting the holy name for Kali Yuga. But this doesn't mean that in the other ages the chanting of the holy name was not also potent. In any ages, this is the topmost spiritual practice, even more powerful than the Yuga Dharma of the other ages. The chanting of the holy name is always there. This is like eternal Yuga Dharma or multi-Yuga Dharma. But in the other ages, there were some alternatives. You could do also some yoga. But even in Satya Yuga, chanting the holy name of Krishna was more powerful than doing this meditation. But it was also possible to reach perfection by meditation. The only thing is that in Kali Yuga, there is no other method. This is the only one remaining. So the focus is given on that one. And during the other yoga, the focus was given on the particular method for that yoga. But the great sages, like Lord Brahma, they knew already that the topmost process was chanting the holy name of Krishna. And they were already doing it. They were not waiting for the Kali Yuga to come. And, I mean, if we calculate for Brahma, every Kali Yuga is coming, like, I don't know how many minutes this represents for him from one Kali Yuga to another. So this is another consideration. This principle of Yuga, they are applicable on Earth. This is earthly situation. It's not that on the planet of Lord Brahma there is Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. There is always the same thing. So, Prabhupada explained simple fact. Three times he is repeating mainly the same two points in his purport. Krishna is present everywhere and he is pleased by the chanting of his holy name. Three times. inside this treatment. So we have to have faith that first Krishna is present everywhere. You have faith that Krishna is present everywhere? No?
Theoretically, anyone will have the realization.
But do you have faith that Krishna is present everywhere? That is the theory. Theory means that what you heard from the sadhu, from the Vaishnavas. Then the bridge between the theory and the realization is the faith. If you put your faith into these words and act accordingly, then the realization will come. But if you don't put your faith into this word and don't act accordingly, it will remain theoretical.
Yeah.
So do you have faith that Krishna is present everywhere? Yes. Really? You have faith, Krishna is present everywhere?
Working on it.
You are initiated, you should be having faith. In 1 second he is coming from working on it to full faith. Quick progress. We should have very deep faith in everything we hear from the scriptures and from the Vaishnava. This is how we will progress from our miserable condition to spiritual life. By putting all our faith, Sudrida Vishvasakori. No? You know this song? Sudrida Vajobajobai Chaitanyanitaya. Sudrida Vishvasakori. Put all your faith and your confidence, with all faith and confidence, worship Chaitanya and Nityananda. You have to do it with faith and confidence. That will awaken realization. So we have deep faith, Krishna is present everywhere. Yes. Every time, anytime, everywhere Krishna is there. Prabhupada said, it is not that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absent. He is present there. Everywhere. Dantarastha Paramanu Jayantara Stam. He is inside every atom. And even between the atoms, that's Chirudaka Shri Vishnu, Super Soul, within the heart of everybody. It is being said, 2 verses ago. Always thinking of me as being situated within the body of your husband, Kashyapa, go and worship your husband who has been purified by his austerity. So mam pashyati sarvatra. One who sees me everywhere and who sees everything in me, for him I am never lost, and he is never lost to me. This is understanding Krishna is present everywhere. Then we have to act accordingly. Are you acting accordingly? That Krishna is present everywhere? Krishna is present everywhere means Krishna is present everywhere in time and space. In time also. That means every second. Every second, every millimeter. Or, I don't know even what it is. Nanometer?
Millisecond.
Nanosecond?
Yeah, millisecond.
But for the meter?
Micrometer.
And there is also the nano. You don't know? Nano? Is the smaller. The milli, then after.
Micro.
Micro, then after come nano.
After nano comes micro.
So small. There is also. Krishna is everywhere. So we have to try to act accordingly, knowing Krishna is everywhere, he is always seeing everything I am doing. This is called Labhopashyanti. Or realizing that we are constantly under the observation of Krishna. Labhopashyanti. Pashyanti means looking. Constantly Krishna is looking at us. Whatever we do, we have to know Krishna is looking at me. No need to lie, no need to cheat. Krishna is looking at me and he sees everything without and within. Whatever I am thinking, Krishna sees. So we need limpidity in our life. No? Our purity is called limpidity. Our thought must, and we have to know that all our thought Krishna is looking at them. So very nice service for Krishna is to not have bad thought. Because he will have also to look at this. And this is displeasing to him. We should offer him nice thought. Because he is super soul, he will see everything I am thinking, so I should try to think beautiful things. This is service for him. No? If I, this is service for him. The more beautiful thing we can have, the more nice service it is for him. And he will be pleased. No? He will even be pleased. Actually, Krishna is pleased to contemplate the thought of his pure devotee because they are so beautiful that he is himself attracted by the thought of his pure devotee. This is why Krishna said, Davori Dayamayam, I am always living in the heart of my devotees. Because he knows they have so much beautiful souls. So I have to live within their heart, then I can look at their souls. It's very beautiful. Because they are thinking only about pure love. So Krishna is present everywhere. We have to make our soul and heart beautiful. Like Mahaprabhu showed us by his Gundicha Marja, no? He washed the temple of Gundicha 3 times before welcoming Lord Jagannath. And in his purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Saraswati Prabhupada's purport, making the analogy between the temple of Gundicha and the heart. That we, if we have to welcome the Supreme Lord in our heart, then we have to make our heart purified and cleansed. Then we can welcome him. Actually, he is already there, but in a filthy place.
So we are there,
in a filthy place.
Filthy place. Right?
Yeah. So we have to. It's not proper to. I know Krishna is there in my heart, but my heart is not clean. This is also service to him. Clean. Cleansing the heart, making beautiful soul. Krishna is present everywhere, then with such a heart, we have to chant the holy name. With a deep face, Shraddha, this is called Shraddha Namavas, chanting with a deep face. This is very important practice. So now, what is required? I was reading the other day something very nice from Shivara Maharaj. About two things important in devotional service, which can be very nicely applied to the chanting of the holy name. Maharaj said, this is in his commentary on Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Vilapaku Sumanjali. In one of the verse, because Raghunath Das Goswami said, with great love and attention I will light an abundance of aromatic incense, fan you and perform other suitable services as you take your meal. Is aspiring, you know, to be able to serve actually Radharani, because he is addressing Devi, all Devi. When with great love and attention will I light an abundance of aromatic incense, find you and perform other suitable services as you take your meal. This is meditation, is aspiring for that. And Shivara Maharaj is writing in his commentary, two essential ingredients of devotional service are mentioned in this verse. First, attention, yatna, and second, affection, pranaya. Or what is translated as with great love and attention. So love, affection, pranaya, and attention, yatna. Only when devotional service is performed attentively can it be free of offense. If we are doing it inattentively, we will do some offenses. So only, this we have to understand clearly, only when we are engaging ourselves in devotional service very attentively, then our action can be free from offenses. And only after that attentiveness becomes spontaneous can the attitude of loving service mature. That means without that attentiveness, love will not mature. That first we have to become very attentive, then this attentiveness will become spontaneous, naturally attentive. Then from this stage of naturally attentive, love will manifest. But there is no question of love without attention. This is what Maharaj is explaining. Therefore, devotees must overcome the obstacle of inattention, pramada. This is done by fixing one's vow. That means keeping our vow. When we do some vow, we have to keep them. This is first aspect of attention. Seeking the company of advanced devotee will help us to become attentive. And following the etiquette of Vaishnava culture. These three things will help us to become attentive. Keeping our vow, associating with the Vaishnava, and following the Vaishnava etiquette. Thakur Bhaktivinoda names three causes of inattention. You know them?
Yeah, indifference, laziness, and
distraction.
Distraction.
This is from Harinam Chintamani. Very interesting. We have to know this tattva in order to overcome inattention. There is three kinds of inattention that will take place normally when we change our name. First kind is apathy. We don't have taste. We don't have really interest in this, chanting the holy name. So we cannot be attentive, because there is apathy, lack of interest. Second one is laziness. We are interested, but we are so lazy. You know, as soon as we start chanting, then we feel, oh my God, I need to sleep. I'm so tired. This is symptom of laziness. Because we have developed this laziness within our life. Actually, this is also a concoction of the mind.
Why?
Yes. If, I mean, because normally one is feeling okay, very nice, but as soon as he's chanting the holy name, it's like the entire sky falling on his head, you know? But after, if he stop chanting and you give him some prasad, poof, again,
no more tired.
No? All tiredness gone away. So, is this tiredness physical or psychological? Psychological. If you put movie, all tiredness gone. If you speak about gossiping, all tiredness gone. But when Bhagavatam class is arriving, the sky is falling on my head, so heavy, like, you know this atlas carrying the hearse? Like this, eyelids becoming like, so heavy. trying to keep the eyelids open, but they fall. Trying again to open them. Head becoming so heavy. And this is strange. This is due to this laziness. And then distraction. Distraction means as soon as we're chanting, our mind going here and there. So we are going further into that. All these three kind of inattention are born from material attachment. That means attachment to the things, material things. We can understand distraction is due to attachment to material things. That means as soon as we chant, because we have attraction, attachment to so many material things, we will think about all these things that we like in this world. And we don't think about Krishna. Apart also, because we have too much attachment and attraction for material things, we cannot really have interest for spiritual things. And laziness. To develop spontaneous transcendental attachment in devotional service, devotees must make a special effort to be attentive to the details of their services, especially in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we have to withdraw ourselves from this material attachment and replace it by spiritual attachment. Means becoming attached to Krishna. If we are attached to Krishna, if we have natural appreciation for Krishna, when we will chant, our heart will naturally go toward Krishna. No? Because it is nature of the heart to go naturally where our object of love is. The heart is thinking about what he likes. So we have to be attentive to the detail of our service, all the small details. And Maharaj says, especially in chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, we have to make a special effort to be attentive to all the details of our chanting. By this serious effort, devotees are gradually able to serve with the consciousness requested of them by Krishna himself. So Krishna is requesting us that we have to worship him with a special consciousness. Which consciousness Krishna is waiting from us? Yome bhakti prayachati. You know?
Yome bhakti prayachati.
Offer things to me with love and devotion. That is not only mechanical. Krishna wants us to do it with love and devotion. On the other hand, if devotees do not seriously endeavor to develop attentiveness, their service and chanting remain offensive and simply breed more bad habits. If we're chanting offenselessly or inattentively, what will develop? Material desire will develop more and more, and bad habits. We will not get benefited, as the Sakur said. We will develop bad things.
So, because of all your fruitful soul desires?
Yeah. If you're thinking about bad things, these bad things will also grow with desire to with. When we're watering the plant of devotion, there are also these weeds, lust, anger, or desire for recognition of these things, they will also grow. In such a sorry state, one cannot be fit for remembering the pastime of the Lord. Not possible. Raghunath Das Goswami, however, lives in the world of love, and from him attention to detail is spontaneous. So when there is love in this spiritual world, there is always attention to all details. They are not callous. They are very conscious of all small details. So we have to be very serious in this practice of chanting the holy name. Because if we do it carefully, we will obtain tremendous benefit. But if we do it mechanically, we will not. We have been given this wonderful opportunity, like golden opportunity, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to receive this holy name, which is the by chanting which we can please very easily Krishna. But we have to do it very consciously. Otherwise, like Lord Chaitanya said, Ihajani na anuraga. I am chanting but I don't develop attachment for you. So chanting attentively is very important. This is one of the main details of our practice. We should think every day when I am chanting I have to be fully attentive. I'll give my best to be attentive. In the Harinam Chintamani Haridas Thakur explained that actually to be completely attentive is not possible for the jiva.
Why?
Because Maya is very powerful and always will misguide our souls or attract our souls. Like, so he said that actually the only chance that the conditioned soul has to become attentive is to pray to the Supreme Lord, please control my mind and my senses. So when I chant your holy name, my mind can remain focused on you. Only if Krishna takes control of our mind and senses, can we be attentive. This is called Rishikena. Rishikesha Sevanam. Bhakti Ruchete. That means Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam. Engaging our senses in the service of the master of the senses. What does this mean practically? It means that we are offering our senses to Krishna. These are my senses, I offer them to you. He is the master of the senses, that means he is controlling the senses, no? Mm. But the problem is that we are fighting with him. We want to control our senses. We don't want to let him control our senses. We want that I am the controller of my senses. I look what I want, I smell what I want, I listen what I want, no? You don't have to tell me what I have to listen and to what to think, what about thinking. How you will have to tell me what I have to think? No? But mind is a sense also. And she says, Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sivana. So in the senses, Indriyani, this is 11 Indriyani. There is the five. Karma Indriyani, Gyan Indriyani, and then the mind. The senses, we know, there are five, and this call also often the sixth sense is the mind. Or the 11th, if we include the No. There is the Gyan Indriyani, Karma Indriyani. So Karma Indriyani are the legs, hands,
mouth.
This is normally we consider in Vedic philosophy 11 senses. Five senses for acting, five senses for receiving knowledge, and the mind. But because often in our modern civilization the people, they don't accept the five senses for action. They don't have this kind of philosophy. They just consider the five senses for perceiving the outer world. Then the mind is the sixth sense. So it is one of the senses. We have to. The Krishna is also the controller of that sense. He has to be. But for Krishna to be the controller of our senses, we have to offer them to him. Because we have stolen his property. No? He's the owner of our senses also, not when our senses are supposed to be controlled by him and owned by him. But we have stolen them, trying to enjoy them independently. No? Now I'm seeking whatever I want. Even in the garb of Vaishnava, I'm thinking, okay, I'm engaging some part of my senses, mainly in my senses of action. But still I want to sing whatever I want. You don't have to tell me what I have to sing. I am free, no? It's a misuse of our free will. I want to sing whatever I want. But if we want really to approach Krishna, we have to let him control our senses. It means by offering him back our senses. Please control my mind. I offer this mind to you. Please control my ears. And then Krishna will be able to do something for us. Because Krishna is not forcing us. He's waiting when he will offer. Because he won. And you see, with love and devotion. Yami bhakta prayachati. Bhaktya prayachati. With love and devotion. So love and devotion means it must be based on freedom. If this is force, if Krishna would just take by force our senses, this would not be love. Love means he is giving us the free will to use these senses how we want, but we choose to offer him. This is love. And when we offer him our senses, then he can control them. So actually, what we call Swami, you know, Swami, or Goswami, we, Prabhupada translating, who has full control of his senses. But nobody can control the senses. So that means whose senses are controlled by Krishna, actually. If we go deeper, Goswami is someone whose senses are controlled by Krishna, and no more by Maya. Otherwise he is the Godas. His senses are controlled by material energy, always attracted by material energy. But to Goswami, his senses are controlled by Krishna. Because he has offered his senses to Krishna by surrendering to Saranagati offering. So we have to take shelter of the holy name and pray to Radharani and Krishna, because the holy name is Radharani and Krishna. So it is also Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu is Radharani and Krishna combined. We have to pray to them. I offer to you my senses. Please control them. And then Krishna will be able to control our senses. And when Krishna will control our senses, what will happen? Automatically, our ears and our soul will be attracted by the holy name. At that point, we cannot think about something else, because attraction is there. So how this attraction starts? By song. The ears become attracted by this sweet song. Hare Krishna Ram. We will find there is a sweetness in this world. It's not like ordinary world. It's like more tasty. There is some sweetness, no? The ears become attracted. Then rupa, nama rupa. We have to add the form of Krishna. This is the way. Also that our chanting will become attentive is that when we chant, we should think about the form of Krishna. Because Supreme Absolute Truth is realized in three aspects. Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, you know. Sat, Chit, Ananda. When one realizes only the Sat, aspect of the Supreme Absolute Truth, or the aspect of eternity, he realized what we call the Brahman. This is Brahman realization. He realized only one aspect of the Absolute Truth. When he realized two aspects of the Absolute Truth, Sat means eternity and knowledge, Sat Chit, then this is called Paramatma realization. He realized that the Supreme Truth is eternal and everywhere. This is Sat, Brahman realization. Then he realized the Supreme Truth is eternal and everywhere and all knowing. This is Paramatma realization. Sat Chit. And then when one realizes the Supreme Absolute Truth is eternal and everywhere, all knowing, and endowed with transcendental form, this is called Bhagavan realization. Then he realized the Ananda aspect, or this is the blissful aspect. No? So this blissful, or Ananda, or Ladini Shakti is coming with the form. Without the form, there is no bliss. You understand this? So when chanting, if we want also our chanting to become blissful, the form of Krishna must be there. Otherwise, we will realize, but because by chanting you can also reach Brahman realization or Paramatma realization, but we are worshipping Bhagavan. Aradyo Bhagavan, Brajesutanayas. Like it is said here in our verse today. Bhagavantam Sanatanam. And to the Supreme Personality of God, it is, means Bhagavan, the form. Yes?
I heard one time in a class on Gaudi, it was pretty senior Gaudi actually, and he was saying that something along the lines of, and I don't personally agree with it. I'm just wondering why somebody might come to this conclusion. He's saying that when you're chanting, if you're thinking of, he said something like, if you're trying to visualize, then it distracts you from the sound of the name.
That's not Haridas Thakur's opinion. So it's not following the Namacharya. Srila Haridas Thakur explained to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first one must listen carefully to the Harinam. When the chanting becomes steady and blissful, I mean steady and nice, then one has to add the form of the Lord, to meditate on the form of the Lord, and the form and the name will merge together. So this is not a distraction. But we should not just think about the form and then chant mechanically without hearing the name. To hear every name is the foundation and it must stay. But the song only is not enough to bring us to Krishna. The form must be there also. Because Krishna is beautiful. No? He's attracting by his beauty. So we first we meditate on the sound, make this chanting steady, means being very sure to listen each and every name. Hare Krishna. This is how we can begin, you know, by listening each name. Then when our mind is, if you take care to listen each name, you don't have time to think about something else.
Yeah.
Your mind becomes focused on the sound. Then when your mind becomes focused, your mind becomes happy. You will find this is pleasant to hear these names, and they will become sweet because they are Krishna. And at that time, you can meditate on the form. Srila Haridas Thakur recommends the form of the deity, deity form. So if you think about, for example, the lotus feet of the deity in your mind chanting, then while still hearing the name, then your mind will be attracted naturally by the beauty of Krishna. And this is the way to chant attentively. Then from this will come guna. Then after, when you meditate upon, when the form of Krishna will be, because you can go on like this hours and hours just contemplating the form of Krishna while chanting his name in your heart, because this, at this point the chanting becomes really blissful, because your mind only thinking about Krishna's face, his hands, that means all details, how his fingers are, how his hands are, all this, his smiles, his ears, chanting the holy name, then you don't need to think about something else, because Krishna is Krishna, unlimitedly all attractive, unlimitedly attractive, unlimitedly beautiful. So you're thinking about all this, the form will become more and more blissful. Your heart will become more attracted every second, and all the names of Krishna will sound also more and more nice, more and more tasteful. Then comes the guna, the qualities of Krishna, and then the qualities of Krishna will start to come, thinking, oh, Krishna is like an ocean of compassion. So to the form, his qualities will come, you know? Krishna is like expert in speaking all languages. You know, 64 yes. qualities of Krishna. And more, because 64 is only, so to say. So all the qualities of Krishna, his compassion, his love, his humility will come, will start to come also to your consciousness. So you will think about his form, then you will realize how such person, who is the Supreme Person, is also endowed with all these qualities. Renunciation, fame, beauty, strength, all these qualities, and this will become even more amazing. Then pastimes come. But this is a gradual meditation. But to start, I mean, at least to chant attentively, to chant, to think about the name and the form is a very useful, practical practice, meditating in the form. I mean, I have said about Krishna, this can be about Radharani. You can chant the mantra thinking about the form of Radharani. You may think the mantra thinking about both their form, or you may think about the form of Lord Chaitanya also. This is same thing, different aspect of the same thing. Then our mind will become controlled. And think about their qualities. Like this, gradually, our chanting will become better day after day. This is a practical way how to practice this japa. But we have to know also, this is not a mechanical yogic process. Prayer must always be there, because we cannot focus on the form unless there is this surrender and this humble prayer to Krishna, please allow me to think about your form. I can try to meditate on the deity, but still my mind will be disturbed. But when the deity will be pleased with me, she will appear in my mind. At this time I have only to look. Mind is controlled. Mind is controlled by the deity himself. You understand? You don't have to try to focus your mind on the form of Krishna, because the deity manifests himself in your mind, like form of Radha Govinda, let's see. Sometimes we can experience Radha Govinda appear in our mind or heart. Then we just have to look at them, like if we were in front of them. We can see every detail of their form,
yeah.
How their eyes are lazy, because they manifest themselves. Then we are attracted. And then we can chant nicely. At this time there is no distraction. So how they will appear by se vormuke hi jivado svayamevasvaratkaya, by seeing our sincere service attitude, they will manifest in our heart, their form. When Krishna manifests his form and his quality in our heart, then naturally our heart will flow like a river toward his form, his quality, his name. There is no more question of distraction. So mainly by prayer, this is the main thing. Chanting the holy name while begging Krishna, please appear in my heart. Mama manaman tire rahanishi idine shi Krishna murari. Please appear in the temple of my mind. Or like, you know, this korongo, koruna koru, dino hina jane. He said, please, O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please appear in the temple of my heart. So this is what we are praying for. Then our chanting will become attentive. And then we can obtain gradually the full mercy of the Holy Name. Day after day, morning after morning, Union Square Kirtan after Union Square Kirtan, the form of Krishna will manifest itself more and more in our heart. And our mind will become attracted, completely attracted, like a magnet, like iron. Iron powder is attracted by a magnet. Or Narada Muni says, like a river is flowing to the ocean. There is no question of checking the Ganga River. No? You can try to make a dam, what will result is just that there will be a flood. But you cannot check Ganga. It's too much power is there, the flow. So our mind, Narada Muni said, by the association of these great sages and by hearing them speaking about the Supreme Lord day after day, my attraction for Krishna became like a river rushing toward the ocean. This is nishtha. This is called nishtha. When all attention is flowing forcefully toward Krishna, then we can chant properly. This becoming namabhas.
Namabhas,
our chanting becomes completely attentive with a deep faith and deep prayer. Yes?
You were talking about how we should offer our senses to Rishikesha. But you know, I was wondering if you could also explain the correlation. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Ekaki Amar Nahi Paya Bhad, Hainam Sankirtana. Like, you know, alone I cannot chant the holy name, I need your help. You know, so, and so like, can we also offer our senses in the service of a Vaishnava? And it would be.
Yeah, we offer our external senses in the service of Krishna in this world, like playing instrument, distributing books, cooking. This is offering our external senses, looking at the deity, hearing the sound of the holy name. Then we have to offer our mind, thinking about Krishna, man mama bhava bhava. And this egaki amara shada bindu diya, this is like begging to the Vaishnavas to make bhakti shada, because if you give me faith in this name, then we need the Vaishnava, they will give us faith in the holy name. Then we can chant with faith. Shraddha Namabhas. We need them to give us that faith. Faith is, it takes birth in Sadhu Sangha association with Vaishnava. They will awaken the faith in our heart. Then we can chant the holy name, like Shraddha Namabhas, with deep faith, And this Shraddha Namabhas will reveal all Sambandha Gyan, all knowledge within our heart. Shraddha Namabhas reveal all the Sambandha Gyan in the heart of the chanter. Then it comes Vigyan. Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai.
Did you have anything to say on that? Oh, no. That happened to the clock. It's fine. Why? I don't know. I don't know. Should go back over there, and then everybody could see it. Sorry. Bhaktisiddhanta's commentary on the verse 8, very much parallels misunderstanding of how the chanting transforms ultimately into everything, re-entering into the materialism, Radha Govinda. So that could be looked at. Verse 8, the essence of all advice.
Is to constantly chant the holy name, remember the form of Krishna and his qualities.
It's a technical description with actual Sanskrit terms of the different stages of deepening absorption that one attains by progressive hearing and chanting. Verse 8, you're familiar?
Yeah, this is verse 8.
Snippet.
Prabhupada also giving this detail or Bhaktisiddhanta?
He's quoting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, like two or three paragraphs. Quote.
Oh, he's quoting. Okay.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented on this verse as follows. One who has not developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives. That's interesting. You've not developed interest in Krishna consciousness. So the instruction for you is to give up all material motives.
First. Vishaya Shadiya.
And train his mind by following the progressive regular principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna, his name, form, qualities, pastimes, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. And then, this very weighty, practically speaking, the rest of the purport is just quoting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravana Das, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance. Yeah, so this is a nice one. Acceptance, just like, you know, like a baby can't eat solid food. If you try to give a baby something that they can't digest, they're going to regurgitate it. So, accepting. Acceptance is called Varanadas. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smaranadas. Excuse me? Smarana Basta. That's right. The stage of remembering. Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smarana. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals, but later, remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated, and it is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing Anusmriti, one attains the stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After smarana das or samadhi is fully developed, the soul comes to understand its original constitutional position. At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. This is called sampati das, the perfection of life. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhaktisiddhanta is continuing to say, advises those who are neophytes to give up all kinds of motivated desires and simply engage in the regular devotional service of the Lord according to the directions of Scripture. In this way, a neophyte can gradually develop attachment to Krishna's name, form, qualities, and so forth.